Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. The man is writing an article for a newspaper. B. The man is buying a newspaper. C. The man is reading a newspaper. D. The man is making a newspaper.
Number 2.
A. We can see an advertisement on TV. B. People are making an advertisement for a product. C. This advertisement is not good for children. D. A man is advertising a product at a department store.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
How did it get to be so big?
A. That's right. It's just the best newspaper. B. I guess it was because people enjoyed the stories it reported on. C. I wonder when they started using color pictures. D. No, I didn't read the New York Post.
Number 4.
You are exactly the type of person whom advertisement makers love.
A. That's better. B. I have to hurry to the supermarket. C. Yes, I feel great. D. Why do you say that?
Number 5.
Haven't you ever done that?
A. Yes, I have. B. No, I have done that once. C. No, I won't do that. D. Is there something wrong?
Number 6.
The New York Post has a really good reputation for reporting all the up-to-date stories.
A. That must have been much later. B. That's a long time. C. More newspapers, more competitive, huh? D. That's true.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Jim, I've heard that printing machines of the New York Post had to be operated by hand in the past.
You're right. The reporters had to write the articles by hand as well because they didn't have typewriters.
It must have been really difficult back then to get up-to-date news.
Yes. Number 8.
What are you doing? Are you going to buy this hair gel?
Yes, it's called Extra Gel. On the advertisement, the man's hair looks great. I think I can be just like him if I use this gel.
Maybe you can, but I'm not sure whether we should believe advertisements on TV or not.
Why do you say that?
Advertisements can give us good information. On the other hand, they may give us incorrect information. So we should find out which is good.
Number 9.
Did you read the article about the man who won $50 million?
No, I didn't read that. It wasn't in the newspaper I read.
Don't you read the New York Post? It's the best newspaper. It has a really good reputation for reporting all the up-to-date stories.
I didn't know that. My newspaper didn't even cover the war in Pakistan. I should buy the New York Post right now. Number 10.
Hey, Sally, what's wrong? You look so angry.
You're right. I'm so angry because of this coffee machine.
Why? Is there anything wrong with it?
On the advertisement, I can make coffee in 5 minutes with this machine. But it's not true. It takes 20 minutes to make coffee. It's all because of the advertisement. I shouldn't have bought it.
I have had the same experience. Actually, I didn't really need the product I bought. But finally, I bought it because of the advertisement. I couldn't control my life.
Yeah, we should not believe commercial advertisements.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13.
Our children are influenced by mass media easily, especially TV. 99% of American families have TV sets, with the average family owning 2.75 sets. Children can turn on the TV with a remote control and turn to the channel they want to watch. According to the research, American children aged 2 to 17 watch television on average almost 25 hours per week, or 3.5 hours a day. Also watching television is the top after-school activity chosen by children aged 6 to 17. There are many educational and informative television programs, but some shows contain acts of violence, so TV can have a bad influence on children. What should we do to protect our children from violent TV programs?
Numbers 14, 15, and 16. A television commercial is a form of advertising in which goods, services, organizations, ideas, etc. are promoted via the media of television. Most commercials are produced by an outside ad agency, and airtime is purchased from a channel or network in exchange for sponsorship of its programming. The first television commercial was in July 1941, when the Bulova Watch Company paid $9 to WNBT for a commercial aired during a baseball game. The vast majority of television commercials today consist of brief advertising spots ranging in length from a few seconds to several minutes. Commercials of this sort have been used to sell literally every product imaginable over the years, from household products to goods and services to political campaigns.